Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and the ripple effects of the bombshell Hur report continue to rock the nation. As you know, Special Counsel Robert Hur caused a political earthquake in his special report that concluded that Joe Biden was, in effect, simply too old and senile to be put on trial. He can run for office, but he can't take the stand. So needless to say, the subsequent circling of the wagons around Biden, particularly by the legacy media, has been, well, frankly, cringeworthy. A recent article from NBC News actually attempted to make the argument that memory loss is a natural part of aging. Instead, it's Joe Biden's experience that's his greatest contribution to the presidency.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Of course, it's all just whistling past the graveyard. A new ABC News poll that just came out shows that 86% of voters agreed that Biden is too old and cognitively challenged to be reelected. That's a 10-point surge from the poll taken days prior to his disastrous press conference that ironically was supposed to assuage concerns about his health and age. Even Joe Rogan is going so far as to predict Biden's not going to be the Democrat nominee in November.
If you tried to prosecute this guy, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to the jury as he did during our interview with him, which is as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. That's literally what it says in the report.
Yeah.
Well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. So basically, you can't prosecute this guy because he's not compos mentis, but you can let him run for the president of the United States in November. So that's the world that we've managed to get into.
But don't you think that that's a ruse?
Which
that him running for president?
You don't think he's going to run?
No. I think they're going to get rid of him. I think they're going to move him out. They're going to force him to step down. That's what I think. If I had a guess, and it's just speculation, I'd say they're setting up Gavin Newsom for it. That's what I say.
But if there's anything redeeming about this, it's that Biden's mental decline is bringing to the fore the importance, indeed the political and cultural necessity, of maintaining our own physical and mental fitness. As many of you know, I've personally been working on my health of late, losing 60 pounds over the last year. And I have to say, I've never felt better in years. And I want that for all of you as well. We're grateful to have with us today one of our sponsors and renowned health transformation coach, Russ Yeager, to discuss the political implications of health and how we can all keep our minds and bodies fit in order to take back our country. He's also giving Turley Talkers the amazing opportunity for a free 30-minute call with one of his top coaches. And you don't want to miss that, gang. Russ and his team train and coach clients all over the world. And they're on a mission to help 100 million of us reach our peak performance and vitality. So, Russ, I'm sure you're going to get to that 100 million before you know it. But welcome. It's great to have you back.
Hey, Dr. Steve. Great to be here, brother. Good to see you.
It's great to see you again. So you've no doubt you've seen the circus surrounding Biden's current mental state. And, it's sad. I don't like to make light of it. Frankly, I find it a little hard to watch. But everyone is weighing in on it. My video earlier today was featuring Joe Rogan's take on it, which was brutally honest. So you're on the front lines of health and wellness. Based on what you've noticed, what's your assessment here? What do you make of what's going on in Washington, D.C. and Biden's physical and cognitive fitness?
I mean, I think, they try to hide it as much as they can, but it really becomes impossible, I think. I mean, you said it. It's hard to watch. You feel sorry for the guy. When you look at a leader, the physical, and we could talk about that if you want, like it's been proven, if somebody walks into a room and they are physically fit and strong in stature, like it commands respect.
Yes.
And the same thing mentally, somebody mentally sharp, when you can combine the two, that creates power. And then you've got actually have something to back it up. you know, that's important too. But for first impressions, having that physical, you know, stature and then that mental strength and energy is powerful. And if it's not there, I mean, you're seeing it, like the lack of confidence even in people who, you know, originally supported him is
yeah,
evident.
And it was so ironic because when he had that disastrous press conference, that was a Thursday night, right? It's almost 2 weeks ago, I guess. It was the same night that Tucker had that 2-hour interview with Putin, and everybody, you just saw it all throughout social media. They just couldn't help but notice the stark contrast between the two. Forget whether you support, you know, whatever. I mean, you just, like you said, you just look at one who just literally, you could tell mentally he couldn't handle all the questions he was getting at the same time, the cacophony of the press corps. He just, his brain couldn't process it. Whereas the other one is, you know, I don't know if you saw the Putin interview, but it was 2 hours of him giving like 1,200 years of history between Russia and Ukraine and Eastern Europe, and he's getting into AI and he's getting all these sort of things. And you're like, I don't know. This is not a very good contrast.
Yeah, it's one thing to have all of that knowledge, but you know, you get into an interview, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, to have the knowledge is one thing. To be able to bring it up and sharply, yeah, you know, communicate it clearly, is a whole nother thing. And that gets into, you know, your mental health, your stamina, all that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, one of the major themes of our channel here is building up what's commonly referred to as a parallel economy. I despise whiners. I despise doomsayers, as I know you do, you know, who just wring their hands and denounce and complain and demonize or whatever. We're all about taking positive, proactive measures here. But being proactive foregrounds the importance of our physical and mental vitality, as you're pointing out. Why is it so important for particularly patriotic Americans to put a priority on maintaining their minds and bodies as they seek to build a parallel economy and literally make America great again?
Yeah, it's important, number one, because, you know, as we make America great again in a strong, amazing country, you want to be around to enjoy it,
there you go.
You want to physically be able to enjoy, you know, the freedoms and all the great things that, you know, America stands for. And if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy it. The other thing is what I kind of touched on earlier. You know, people are extremely passionate about, you know, this year and making this change, but people listen to people who are passionate, but people look at you, fair or not, how you look. Your physical stature, like I said earlier, your physical fitness level, how you present yourself, how you articulate yourself, and how sharp you are, that is going to create influence. So it's important, in order to create the influence that you know, the Patriots want, they need to have their health. They need to be sharp. They need to be able to inspire others to move and take positive action.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson talks about that, just the way you physically present yourself. And I think he even talked about when you speak in front of a group, make sure, you know, you protrude the chest, speak forward. It's also, interestingly, it's a sign of vulnerability as well, but it's a very, ironically, it's kind of confident vulnerability, as opposed to talking like, and I'm an academic, and I tend to, you know, I read books, and I tend to, you know, I do tend to scrunch, and I have to work on my posture with that. But I couldn't agree with you more. And again, I think you have studies to back it up and the like.
Funny, Dr. Steve, it's a good job. I'm 6'6", so, you know, I'm a tall guy, and I find myself hunching over sometimes to look at, you know, because I don't want to be like towering over people. But everything you said is dead on with, you know, how you present yourself, statue, how you're breathing when you speak. And there's a whole, you know, art and science to it.
Ah, 6'6", dude, that's not fair. I'm 5'5". I don't know if you got to see, I got to meet Trump, back in the beginning of, was it November? I can't even remember where. Mar-a-Lago. He's a big dude too. I think
he's his pictures. He's 6'6", right? Or 6'4"?
No, I think he's around 6'2". His son, Baron, is like 6'6", 6'8", or something like that. Yeah, he's about 6'2", 6'3", you know, and he's got that.
He's a big human.
Yeah, that physical form, that kind of, that's real strong and And so for you walk in and when he shakes your hand, he kind of pulls you in, and you're like, again, it's all of these physical communications that basically says, I'm in control, you know, I'm here to move mountains. And you can't help but notice it when you're around it. He doesn't even have to say a word. The physical presence is enough to communicate.
For sure. And there's people, you know, obviously people who love Trump, there's people who hate Trump, but I think the people even who hate him, he makes you feel safe. You know that he's in control.
Yeah.
And that he's powerful.
Yeah.
And again, people, you know, even if people hate him, even if they won't admit it, I mean, that's what you want in a leader, somebody that's not just, again, strong physically, you lift a lot of weights or whatever, but somebody strong and confident, and that's a protector, you know, versus, man, does this person even know what's going on?
Yeah, I think that's why so many people are getting concerned right now. Let's talk about that sense of sort of mental sharpness. What are some ways that Turley talkers out there can be proactive when it comes to staying mentally sharp?
Definitely. So I'm going to start with the basic sleep. You know, it has become so normalized, you know, especially I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, high power executives to, you know, I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to tough it out. Sleep's for wimps. And I mean, it has been proven over and over and over, like sleep is important. And we could, you know, we could spend the next 3 hours on how much and, you know, the quality and all that kind of stuff, because that matters. But getting consistent sleep is so important for your body to recover, for you to be mentally sharp, for your hormones to be up, exercising. You know, again, I mean, starting with the basics, you know, exercising consistently. I always say the two types of exercise you should do. Number one, something you enjoy, so you'll actually stick with it. And then always do some kind of strength training, even if it's just 2 to 3 times a week. That's what's going to make you look great. You know, have that nice tone look. It's what's going to burn fat better than any other exercise. Good for your bones, your joints, your ligaments, aging. But, you know, it's being the more and more. It's being shown that strength training is not just good for making you look good in your bones and joints, but your overall health, you know, preventing, you know, dementia and heart disease and all those kinds of problems. Eating good, you know, I'm not the health coach that says you can never have a donut or a piece of pizza. I enjoy that. I believe in a balanced, sustainable lifestyle, but you want to put mostly healthy, nutritious whole foods in your body. You know, that processed stuff, it's not good for you. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you perform good. So that's starting with the basics. And then, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. I believe putting positive things into our mind, you know, doing things that make you feel good, you know, listening to books, podcasts, things that inspire you, spending time with people you love and care about, but doing things. I think this is another thing. I know it's another thing that has, you know, been lost. Is we're in this success, you know, achieve the mission pattern. And trust me, I'm extremely competitive, extremely mission driven, but like, it's okay to do things to make you feel good. And when you feel good and you're motivated and your mind is clear, then you're actually going to be more successful as you're working towards your goals.
I love how you said that. Finding the exercise that works for you. It's twofold. Find something you love. If you don't love it, forget about it. Right. And it fits so perfectly with the resistance training, strength exercise, because it does take time. The strength is a lagging indicator, isn't it, to the leading indicator of doing it each and every day or as much as you can per week, and that dedication and that love. And then you begin to start to see the fruits of it. A lot of people are just impatient. They want to see immediate results. And it's like, you got to learn to love the farming before you're going to see the flourishing crop. You know? And also another thing, what's interesting, when you bring it in, up, the relationship, the physical with the mental, I think it's Tony Robbins who said something like, you know, if you want to change your emotion, you have to change your motion. The motion and emotion are interconnected.
Motion creates emotion. Yeah. The fastest way to change your mindset and your emotion is to move your body. You know, I'm a big fan of Tony's. I've worked with him, and you know, he does the whole thing where
he's a big guy too, isn't he?
A deep breath and a big goofy smile. And now while you have that big goofy smile, try to be depressed. You can't. I told my kids the other day, I hear you want to learn a superpower. There's a superpower. And you know, that you're right about the strength training. It takes time. It takes consistency over time. People always want that quick fix. So I'll give you a quick fix. It's a simple one that everybody hates, and it's cold showers or cold plunges. You know, it's terrible. I've been doing it for 3 years. There's not one morning I wake up and I get excited about it, but it does a lot of good things for your body. You know, anti-inflammation, the blood flows into your heart, flows into your brain. Your body basically thinks it's freezing. So, then it flushes all that blood back out and it, clears your lymph. It's really, really good for you.
Is it a shower or a bath that you do?
I do showers. You can do shower, you can do bath, you can do a cold plunge. It also, there's something called cold shock proteins that get released into your body. That's basically like super supplements for your body. And it's all free, but it sucks being in that cold water. But also the other reason I do it, talking about mental toughness, I know if I can wake up in the morning out of my warm bed, I can jump into that cold shower knowing that it's not going to win. I can force myself to do that. It trains yourself to be able to do hard things. And I'm telling you, it'll wake you up. Where you feel amazing for the day. Sucks while you're doing it, but amazing afterwards. About 3 minutes.
How long do you do the shower for?
I do about 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. And that's okay. Everything I've seen on the research. It's that, 3 to 6, minute time frame in that cold water. And it doesn't have to be, I've done cold plunges in like 33-degree water, which is brutally cold. It can be, 40 to 50 degrees. So, cold, but not deathly cold, and you're still going to get the same benefits. And people should work up to it. You don't have to. I'm an all or nothing guy. I usually go all in. I go straight for 3 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
But the more wiser way to do it would be to start with 10 seconds, then move up to 20, then 30, and that gives your body and your mind time to adjust to it.
Russ, what's your opinion on supplements? Again, I hate to focus on the quick fixes, but I'm thinking of just things people can do right now to at least dive in and get started. What counseling do you give in regard to the use of supplements to support fitness and nutrition?
Yeah, definitely. So you said it. The first thing I'm clear on is like people are looking for the quick fix, and you need to people jump to the supplement first because it's a quick fix. Get your foundation right. Get a sound exercise plan, sound nutrition plan. But supplements have come a long way, and it's a big deal. The right supplements can make all the difference in the world, especially the older we get, and especially if you're not, eating well. Even if you are eating well, one of the first things I do with my clients is I partner with a company. There's a very specific genetic test that will literally tell you what genes in your body are working properly, which ones you've inherited a mutated gene from one of your parents, so it's only partially working, and which genes you've inherited a mutated gene from both parents, it's not working at all. So literally, Dr. Steve, you can be getting the right nutrients in your body, but if your body can't use it or methylate it, then it's useless. And most of us are functioning, at 45, 55% of what we should be. But if you can figure out what's going on, what your genes are doing, then you can have specific supplements so that they can, bypass. You can't change your genes, but you can actually get your body to function properly, and it makes all the difference in the world. So I'm a big fan of supplements in a very specific, intentional way versus, I'm just going to believe the marketing and, you lose 20 pounds in 2 days by taking this pill kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's a Band-Aid in many ways, right? Over an open wound, but
supplements can give you about, I tell my clients about that last 10 to 15% edge. And I'm like, hey, I want, 85% is going to come from your workouts, your nutrition, your recovery. But hey, I want that last 10 to 15%. And it's the easiest 10 to 15%. You just have to take your supplements. But you're having the right stuff for your body.
So icing on the cake. But you got to get in the kitchen and bake it, right? There's no substitute for that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Let's kind of go full circle with how it applies to building culture and civilization and the like, and relationship of our physical health there. Because you're the real deal. I love what you do because you're also a very successful real estate investor. How does staying mentally and physically fit help you maintain that level of professional success and actually literally like building three-dimensional society?
Yeah, it's the number one excuse I get, from successful, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives of why they can't fit fitness, or fitness routine into their busy lifestyle is they're too busy. I'm too busy. And so my first job is to help them understand, you are your most important asset. And this needs to be a part of this needs to be on your business plan, because when you are strong, fit, and healthy, you show up into the marketplace a different man or woman. It's just what we were talking about earlier. It commands respect. It commands people, you know, believe in you. There's been numerous studies done that show, you know, your physical and mental health. You make a lot more money over the lifetime. And so, you know, and being able to make decisions, being able to clearly, you know, understand, does this investment make sense? Being able to read people and communicate with people, you know, that I'm working on with a deal. It's huge. I mean, I love real estate. We talked about this. I love passive income. I love the appreciation, the depreciation. I love that it, you know, does great things, gives people places to live and, you know, jobs and, you know, factories and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But you over any asset in the world is our bodies. And I mean, here's proof. You know, if I gave you $1 billion right now, you'd probably be pretty happy, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But then, you know, if I said, you know, to keep $1 billion, you can't wake up tomorrow, you probably wouldn't take it. And that, so that just shows, and you can put any number in there. Yeah. That just shows that your health is worth at least $1 billion. And we should act like it. We should act like it. And we should make it a priority. And too many people wait until they have a scare or a doctor visit.
Yes.
So that says
I reprioritize.
And you know, that's better to take action at that point than never. But my mission is to help people proactively invest into this amazing asset that God's given them so that they can function to their full capacity, reach their full potential in business, influence others so that we can have, you know, the country that we deserve to have and be a great example for their families, their communities, and the world.
That was a really neat reorienting equation. That was called give you $1 billion, but it'll cost you your future. It's like, why would I want it? Yeah, it's perfect. So we've got an audience watching right now who I'm sure many want to click on the link below and schedule a free 30-minute chat with one of your top coaches so you can get to that 100 million mark sooner rather than later. What can they expect to talk about during that 30-minute time?
Yeah. So number one, they'll be talking to one of my top coaches who have each of them have helped, you know, hundreds of people transform their lives in a permanent, safe, and effective way. So they're going to be talking to an expert. The person's going to be full of energy and positive. They're going to actually listen to, you know, the goals and the concerns of you if you come on and do a call. You know, if you want to, you know, us to help you, coach you, they could talk about, you know, what a plan would look like so we can help you, you know, create permanent change in your body and your health. But regardless, they're going to be all in. And, you know, if nothing else, you're going to get a 30-minute energy boost and come out of the call feeling amazing.
That's so awesome. You know, I mentioned that I lost the 60 pounds over the last year, and it started with a phone call. That's how it started. I needed to reach out. I knew I couldn't do it by myself. I tried to tell myself I could do it by myself for 30 years. I tried. I first gained weight, and that's when there was just at some point I realized, no, I mean, I have to access the wonderful resources that are available to me through this wonderful network society that we're all participating in right now on the internet. And that's the most beautiful thing, I think. One of the most beautiful things about being alive today is we don't have to rely on proximity anymore. We can just pick up, click on a link, you know, dial a phone number, whatever, and we could talk to people that could be as close to us as if they're right here in front of us, even if they're 10,000 miles away. It's amazing. That's what I love about what you guys are doing. Gang, I don't know if you realize how amazing of an opportunity this is just to get a 30-minute, completely free one-on-one call with one of Russ's associates. I mean, this is huge. Don't wait. This is it. This is an amazing opportunity. Do what I did. Take control of our nation by first taking control of your health. Bringing up Jordan Peterson again, that's what he says. You can't clean up the world if you don't first clean up your own bedroom, right? Take responsibility for yourself first. Then you can go and help others. Take care of yourself. Let's crush the country. Take it back, right? So click on that link below right now. Reserve a time slot on the calendar to talk to one of Russ's associates. Don't wait. Those time slots fill up fast. Click on the link below right now. Take control of your health today. Russ, anything you want to leave us with?
Dr. Steve, I always enjoy our time. I'm going to be jumping in on a few of those calls too. So I look forward to speaking to some of you and helping you get going the right direction on your health. And no, man, I love what you're doing, brother. I told you this last time. I have a lot of respect for, you know, your knowledge, your intellect, but also your passion, your leadership, and you know, like you're looking great, man, that your health is helping you take it to another level. So love our relationship, man. I love that we're able to do this over Zoom. You know, you said I'm taller than you. We're all the same height on Zoom.
That's right. We're all. That's what's amazing. If anything, I can make myself even taller. That is awesome. Absolutely, Russ. Loves coming both ways. Right back at you. Doing amazing stuff. Keep up incredible work. Again, I just love the combination of physical fitness and then going out and then crushing the real estate market and building a parallel world of faith, family, and freedom. It's awesome, man. We'll see you real soon. Let's have you back on.
Appreciate it, brother. Have a great day.
Great.